Fiat. November 4th, 1935. One who lives in the divine will possesses her Jesus in a perennial way, and he repeats the miracle he performed in instituting the most holy sacrament of receiving himself. My abandonment in the divine volition continues. But the more I walk within its sea, the more I feel the need of its life in order to continue to live. And having received Holy Communion, I felt the need to love him. But my poor nothing did not have sufficient love in order to love he who so much loves me. My love was so scarce that I felt ashamed in the face of the love of Jesus, who had so much of it that its boundaries cannot be seen. Yet, I wanted to love him. And my sweet Jesus, encouraging me, told me, "My blessed daughter, do not lose heart. One who lives in my will keeps her nothing within the all. And wanting to love me, she loves me with my own love. I find in it my powerful, wise, attractive, immense love, in such a way that this nothing of the creature takes me from all sides, and I feel bound by her love, which is my own love, in such a way that I cannot escape from her. And now she wounds me, now she darts through me, to the point of making me feel faint. And I feel the need to rest in the arms of her love. But this is not all. One who lives in my will possesses your Jesus in a perennial way, because my will has the virtue of forming, raising, and feeding my life in the creature. And as she receives me in the sacrament, I find another Jesus, that is, myself, loving me, adoring me, thanking me, repairing me. I can say that I repeat the great miracle I did in instituting the sacrament of the Eucharist when I communicated myself, that is, your Jesus received Jesus. Receiving myself was the greatest honor, the satisfaction most complete, the requital of the heroism of my love. Nothing I lacked of everything that was due to me in my sacramental life. A God matched God himself. I could say that what I gave was given back to me. Now, for one who lives in my will, it is impossible not to possess her Jesus. Therefore, as she receives me in the sacrament, I can say, I am going to find myself in the creature. And I find that which I want, my life, which, unifying with hers, forms one single life. I find my royal dwelling. I find the love that always loves. I find the requital for the great sacrifice of everything I do and suffer in my sacramental life. My excessive love leads me with an irresistible force to repeat the miracle of receiving myself. But I can only do this in the creature in whom my divine will reigns.